وين كان جوزيفين يحاول يشير شيخ وزارع إذا الشيخ وزارع is capable of fertilizing the Excel. But if the Sheikh Zera is incapable of fertilizing the Excel, then he doesn't have a Chalei Shem, Sheikh Zera. Now, so there's a Machlokes Agoyim. As I said last time, it's not a Machlokes Agoyim. The question is, how far do we have to be Chesh? So most of the Shemim pass that we have to be Chesh for 3 days less, 72 hours. In other words, if the Tash Mishamito was, let's say, Monday at 5 p.m. So then, if she regrets the Sheikh Vazera 4 p.m. or 4:30 p.m. Thursday, within the 72 hours, so it will be retired. So the melee, that's why she mentioned that before he even starts to count the Zion key, she must count for this. She must count for this. Let's say, suppose she had a flow of dam. Let's say she had a flow of dam. Let's say a Monday. She had a flow of dam. Let's say Monday at 5:30. Maybe it's before 5:30, before she had any shots. So maybe she was Mishamish Mitosa. So then, if she will start, and suppose she has only a flow of down. She has a flow of down. So at 5:30 she had a flow of down, and then she stopped. Didn't continue. And if she will be allowed to start counting immediately, and let's say, and she should start counting on Tuesday. So she'll start counting on Tuesday, the first day of Zaniki. So then, Monday, the following Monday, will be the last day. Suppose she'll be to let the Sheikh Vazera on Tuesday, it will be within the 72 hours. Suppose she'll be to let the Sheikh Vazera, a part of the Sheikh Vazera, she'll be to let this on Tuesday, and then again she'll be to let this on Wednesday, and then again she'll be Pilates on Thursday, and sometimes she might have a discharge of the Sheikh Vazera and she will not be conscious of it. So mainly I'll begin, if she's Pilates on Tuesday, even though she stopped bleeding, on Monday she stopped bleeding, she had only a flow for one day, but if she'll start counting on Tuesday, but if she was Pilates Sheikh Vazera on Tuesday, so it's a Yisera Tuesday day. If she will again be Pilates on Wednesday, so it's a Yisera another day. She again be Pilates a Sheikh Vazera on Thursday, and if it will be prior to the expiration of the 72 hours, so again the Thursday day will be Yisera. So because of that, in order to be sure that there was no stira of any day, So it was Niskan. I mean, that is not within the Gemara. So the Rishon mentioned that she should count 4 days, so and then start counting Zayin Kim. So if she had, she was Mishameshes Mitosa, let's say, Monday at 5 p.m., and then she had the flow of down at 5:30, and she stopped reading. So then she has to start counting the Monday day, that's the first Anakim day, Tuesday, the second, Wednesday, Thursday. And then she can only start counting as the first day of Zion Kim, the Friday. So then there is no Shoshi. She's on safe grounds, because even if the maximum happened that she was to let the Sheikh Vazera on Tuesday, she was to let the Sheikh Vazera on Wednesday, she was to let the Sheikh Vazera on Thursday, prior to the expiration of the 72 hours, but she starts counting the Zion Kini Friday. So not one day was this that, but if she starts counting the Zion Kini Thursday, so then there is a possibility with the relationship. Maybe she had a discharge on Thursday afternoon, the early afternoon, before, prior to the expiration of the 72 hours of Isha Bezara, so the Thursday day was Nista, and then she'll treat it as the first day of Zion Kim, and Wednesday she'll consider as the last day of Zion King, when I would teach, he couldn't consider Wednesday as the last day of Zion King. So because of that, Krishini mentioned that she has to count, every woman has to count 400 days and then 7. This whole way of counting 500 days, this is an extra home. This is an extra home, right? What did Rabbah mentions? The Torah doesn't mention, I mean, I don't know of any Rishon of the Rishon, this man of the Rishon, who mentioned that home, but that is mentioned later. But there are more pastors there, that the woman has to count 500 days and then 70 days. Why that extra home? So the 400 days, you understand, is based upon the Dinah Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, but it's based upon the Dinah Gemara. Now there is a Shittus of Rishon. There is the Shita of the Raibet is that this our whole halacha that the Sheikh Bazera, Pilat the Sheikh Bazera, he says that one day by his Obed, that's only regarding Taras, but not regarding Israel Bayo. So, maybe according to the Raibet Shita, there is no basis of counting 4 days and 7 days. But the Arishani, Guachim Kan Raibet, and who hold that Pilat the Sheikh Bazera is sincere, not only regarding Taras, but even Rigabe Hetal Bible. So because of that, Rishani mentioned 4 and 7. Why does the Ramo mention 5 and 7? That's an extra home. Why? Because suppose she will be Mishamish Mitoso, close to the Minashmosh's period. She wasn't ready. And she would think that it was long before Shkia. Actually, it was after Shkia. And then, when she'll see, let's say, she will be Mishamesh Mitosa on Monday. Let's say, Monday, Somuch to sunset, on Monday. And she will think that it was 5:30. Before Shkia, she was Mishamesh Mitosa. And actually, she made a mistake. She might think that it was 5:30, and it could have been 6:30. 6:30 is already 6:30 is already the next day. And then, but if a woman will have to count only 4 days and 7, so suppose she will be Pilate Sheikh Bazera, let's say at 5:45. So. Since she is under the impression that she was Mishamesh Mitoso at 5:30, so when she is Pilates on Thursday, Shabazera, at 5:45, so it's not sincere. But actually, it might be that she was Mishamesh Mitoso at 6:30. She might make a mistake. And then, if she's Pilates in Shabazera, on Thursday, 3 days later, at 5:45, so it will still be within the 72 hours, so it should be safe. So in order to be safe against all possible mechshelim, so that's why there are more mentions, an extra chumrah, she should count 5 and 7. So then if she'll make a mistake, so there is no chash.
What is
that?
5:45 is
also
the Thursday, not Friday.
Okay, no. So.
Still have 4 days.
What is that?
It would be like 6:15, and so it's Friday also. No.
What? I mean, if she's so down,
yeah.
If she's so down at 6:30, and then okay. Thursday at 5:45, she declares that she was out. And not if she's so down at 6:30. So she's Mitoso at 6:30 on Monday. And then she's Pilates in Shavazera at 5:45. So if she's under the impression that she was Mishamesh Mitoso at 5:30, and then when she's Pilates in Shavazera at 5:45, so it doesn't have a Halishen Shavazera, because it's already after 72 hours. But if the truth is that she was Mishamesh Mitoso on Monday at 6:30, and then on Thursday at 5:45, she will be Shabbazera, so it will be Zayin. So that's why she has to start counting not with the, so she has to start counting with the Shabbos day, you see.
But
5:45
is the first
meeting,
huh?
Yeah, what? Yeah,
what? So it's not so until Friday. So she can start counting Friday kind of day.
I mean, not 5:45. Suppose she will, in other words, if she will be Mishameshes Mitoso at 5, if she will be Mishameshes Mitoso at 6:30 Monday, she will be Mishameshes Mitoso at 6:30 Monday, so that was already Tuesday, Monday night, she will be Mishameshes Mitoso. And then, after 6, the Shkia is at 6, and then she will be ready to Shabbazah at 6:15. So it will be still be, I made a mistake, I said 5:45, 6:15. So it will still be within the 72 hours, so we may lay it Seisaya. It's Seisaya that day. So it is Seisaya that day, 6:15, Thursday night, so that means that the Friday day is already Nista. How can she count it in the Zionic? I made a mistake, I said 5:45. It's 6:15, I should say.
But she's counting 4 days, so now she's counting 3 days. She's still counting over 72 hours.
So she has to count five unclean days. So even if she make a mistake.
I mean, even if she makes a mistake, it's still over 72 hours.
No.
If she makes a mistake, it's still.
Let's say, so if we tell her she has to count only 4 days. Suppose she was in Shameshes Mitoso at Somos Lovin Hashemoshes, and the person can make a mistake in an hour. So she might have the impression that she was in Shameshes Mitoso on Monday at 5:30. Actually, it was not 5:30, it was already 6:30. Then she will be put at the Shabbazera on Thursday at 6:15. So it's a say the Friday. And if she would be required to count only 4 and 7, so she being under the impression, laboring under the notion that she was Mishameshes Mitoso at 5:30, not knowing that she was Mishameshes Mitoso at 6:30. So even when she sees that she's Loretta Shechvazera, let's say at 6:15, so she'll say it's more than 72 hours, so maybe it will not be Seisaya the final day, but actually it's within the 72 hours, so it should be Seisaya the final day. So that's why it was Niska by the daily Israel, I mean prior to the time of the Ramot, that she should count 5 days, 5 unclean days and 7 days in order to prevent. Alright. But this is an extra chum. Alright. Now, here, go your own bachon. Pilete shechazera mao shechista vizik. Go your own so vizik. Go your own vizik. Pilete skinin shechim sho vizik. U posko vizikil on nimitz. U ponto. Mao shechista minyon. Hod kaino o minyon. Hod kaino o pilete skneyo. Mishmuhayi visaso. So, Rome Bachome does not have any sphinkis as to whether Pilate Shechvazera is Tomi or not. Of course, that goes without saying that Pilate Shechvazera is Tomi. Is Tomi. Tumasera. Is Tomi. But the question is, does the Pilate Shechvazera have a dean of Rieskari? Even though that she was Pilate, she had a discharge of Shechvazera that was already discharged from the husband. So that's the aloha that the plaintiff Shechvazera has a din of Bria, even though it was already discharged before from the husband. So if it's a Bria, then it's a Seisaya. In the same way as a Bria Skeri is a Seisaya one day in the Zion Kingdom of Isaac, so the Mele, the plaintiff Shechvazera in the Zobe, in Seisaya, one day of the Zionic King of the Zobe, or if you monigase in Zobe, or in Zobe, maybe the reason is why a Gretel Shechvazera, the Torah says, is Neo, not because of Tumas Rie, because of Tumas Magi. Not Rie, why not Rie? Because it's not the initial discharge, The Mitzvotish just complains when Shefazera was injected into her womb. So then the Chiyah took place. Now it is just she becomes a gas. As long as it was inside her, so it was a Malamisa story. So maybe she couldn't become Tomei. But now the she discharges the Shefazera, so then she becomes Tomei B'teras Maga, not B'teras Rie. If she becomes Tomei B'teras Mago, not B'teras Rie, so it's not Seisei. Only Rie's carry is Seisei one day, not Maga's carry. Maga's carry is not Seisei one day. Or if you want to be gas, you saw the resources. Or if you want to be gas, you that's the Abaye by Rome Bachome. Or my Rome in the Hunkhuk, the Shabesh, nay, the name of the Sosro, come at this day. So, in other words, we cannot say that it's a Seisei. Because if you are going to say that it's a Seisei, how many days will be Seisei? Tista Shivo, you should say it should be Seisei 7 days. Dayokedea. Let's say the husband himself, if he has a riasker in the course of the Zayniki, so how many days is it? Only one day. How could the Peretz Shevazer so be more hollow than the riasker by the Zayn, by her husband? There it's only Zayn one day. How could the Peretz Shevazer be Zayn 7 days? So, he's the Shiva Daiver, he's the Yimel. So what's the alternative? It is Seisei just one day. But here by Zobel there is, the Torah says there is a Zakosov, Shiva Siobin Tispeya, the Acha Tita, Tita from Rachmane, Acha Likolo, Acha Likolo, or Acha Echot Likolo, you have to be a service. Doesn't make any difference. In other words, so here there is Aluche, there has to be by Zobel there is a Zakosov. There has to be a continuous count. Not, there shouldn't be any interruption, any pause. Now, if you are going to say, a Zohar started to count the Zayin Kim on Tuesday, so she has to count from Tuesday up to the following Monday, inclusive, 7 days. And suppose she's let Zohar on Thursday, so she could not finish the count the following Monday, but she will finish the count the following Tuesday. So then she will be counting like this. There will be two portions, two segments in the count. First she will be counting Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 days. Then Thursday she was the Shabbat Shabbat. So that interrupts the count. So the Thursday day will not be counted. Then so she will be counting Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 days, Thursday not, then Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, another 5 days. So the count will, instead of being one continuous count of 7 days in succession, will consist of two segments. A count of 2 days in succession, and then interruption of 1 day, the first day, and then another count, another seven, another count, of 5 days. That's not Achatito, that there has to be a continuous count of 7 days without an interruption. So when they do an upset in the name, Utamecho, Zod Gufe Namu Yechesosa, Vitavosi Omerachmane, shall we behave to me upset in the name? So in other words, Rope assumed the Dixerasakosu for the continuous count applies only to Izobet, because the Torah says, V'achatita, acharechot likulon, or acharechot, mashayicho ligabe, Zav, the Torah doesn't say V'achatita. So there is no Dixerasakosu that by Zav too, the count of the 7 days has to be one continuous count. By Zav, Rome held at first that if the count can be constituted by two segments, by one segment of the count of 2 days in succession, and another segment of the count of 5 days in succession, even though there is no continuity between the two segments, so it's still all right by Zav. But why? Because by Zav there is no Sofiyot HaKosov. So the Gemara says, no, just as there is in the Tzidus Apostle, by Zobe, that it has to be one continuous kind. So here too, by Zab, there is such a discussion. So then you can ask the same question. How about Zab? How is it said in the Echor? Elo, Utamecho Zot Kutli Chesos, Utavotzi Yom Rachmone, Shemui Tutumo Mafsek Ed Bneir, Elo Mayis Lachmanoima, Shemui Tehei Tuma Zivo Mafsek Ed Bneir, Hochaname Shemui Tehei Tuma Zivo Mafsek Ed Bneir. All that is as a concept implies is, let's say if Zot will have a discharge of Zive in the midst of Zion King, then it says here, oh, the Zion King, he has to start counting a new Zion King, 7 days. So, but if there is an interruption, not by Tuma Zive, but by a discharge of carrying not of Zive, then it's not inconsistent with the Zerosakosov of Ahatito. Ahatito with Rose only implies that if there is a discharge of Zive in the midst of the Zion King, then it suspends. It suspends the whole count, and yet he or she has to start counting you all the 7 days. But if there is a discharge of something other than Zive, so then that does not. That does not suspend the Zion King completely, but it just postpones the count of Zion King for one day. Our mice are never should to my zero my second day, or Haname should be to my zero my second day. This day you may have died to build a world, so I mean, you all carry in the same cell in their home. This day you may have heard in Cain, the Haman took it. ורחמון אמר באחת איתו, אך האחר כולם קרואים על זמן, אך הוא כולם שירצו עם תרוסות. ותערוס יום רחמון ישיבה, סיום עם תרוסים להשמת הרחס, ותאפסוק עם בניהם, ויחסוס הקרבי מאחור להב רצות. אלו מה ישראלים אשר איתו מסתים עם הסיבים, שירבי יזוי, סייסר סכמה שמונה, אבו קרו ואב אפסוק. Now, so here, in this הלוכה, the פירטי שחזר על סייסר, so we pass. That Kireti Shechvazera, he says in Mechot, even though one Pachomer raised the Abaye, but when he passed, that it's considered as a Tuma Sriya, so remember it says in Mechot, but there are three Shiras Hashem. The Shita of the Raimed is that the whole Aloha, the Kireti Shechvazera, he says in Mechot, that applies only in Gabi Tume. It does not apply to the Baye. Why? Because why should Kireti Shechvazera be Seisa? Because the Torah says in the parasha of Zobe that Kireti Shechvazera is Seisa, it's Yalfuse from Bilal. Just as a cat in Seisa Yumechot, in Izar, so Kireti Shechvazera is also Seisa. Now, insofar as two examples are concerned, there is no Issa. When the husband is out. So there is only regarding the two big halachas that it says here. So maybe this halacha, the Kireti Shechvazera is also says here. So only applies to the two big halachas, not to the least letter of life. Because by Yide, by Zobe, there are two halachas, two aspects. First of all, by Yide, by Zobe, there is the aspect of Tumim. Like a bizarre. Two big kalachas. Another cheesy. A nide is an avatume. A zobe is an avatume. Just as a zag is an avatume. And then there's another aloche by nide and the zobe. He is a bayah. So the main way, this by zag, there is only the two aspect. There is no Indian of this set. There is no. Only the two aspect. So this yalfuse that we learn out from zag, just as by zag. Just as by Zav, so Elias Kelly is says a Yumechot in the minion of Zion King. So Kireti Shechvazera is says a Yumechot in the minion of Zion King. According to the Rambam, it applies only to the two medikalochas of Zav, but not to the Israel Bible. That's the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, there is no basis for women today. For women today to count 4 and 7 or 5 and 7. because today the whole thing is only relevant in respect to the Bible. We don't have powers anyway. We are all making, so we are not weak. So there is no relevance in power anyway. That's the Irish. Then there is the shite of the Rabbanatam. Rabbanatam shite is that since we learn it out from Zav, so the Mele, just as the Rias Keri of the Zav, he says that one day the Zion came of the Zav. So the Kleta Shefazera, he says one day in the Zion king of the Zav. So only Kleta Shefazera, where the husband is a Zav, that he says one day. Only if the husband is a Zav, according to Allah. But if the husband is not a Zav, then the Kleta Shefazera is not sincere. Even with Abitur, that's how the knowledge. So again, according to Ramadan, there is no basis for the 4 and 7 or 5 and 7. But then other Shaykh Ramban and say that number one, that Pilate Shechazera applies to any Pilate Shechazera, even if the husband is not his Zav. And number two, that it applies not only to the two of the kingdom, but also to the head of life. So that Shechazera is the basis for the chumrah of a woman counting 5 unclean days and 7 clean days. Alright. Reda Rizos, Eimeri, Dimishkacha, Dishim, Shobet, Shepisya, Oveplet, Acha, Riaz, Dimu, Yonam, Rizuki, Dikai, Wanchi, Rabbonon, כי בפייר את רבה עקים דיבים עונשי שאין ישראל דיבים עונשי שאין ישראל סבן דואו אלינו קנסיס או בפיריוד הפלובה מן המחה ביחס והתיק על הבזיר סיפר שכן גימל וגם חל למצוא מצוא לכנם ומקים מזרע לכן נראה סדיקים ומכאן ששישים שעבורו הסמילה. Now, you see, the text says, also mentions this chumra, that every meal of the day, on account of the chumra of Chazir, of Mrs. Israel Yachmir al Atzmo, so she has to count 4 days and 7. So first of all, this doesn't mention the 5 days, because that's an extra chumra. And then this mentions something else. This says, applies it even the 4 days, Tetris applies this chumrah only to a woman who had dished out of dam on the same day that she was mishameshes the dosa. But suppose a woman had a dished out of dam, let's say on Monday, and she wasn't mishameshes with her husband for a few days, then there is no basis for being machi. But the Pesach of the Rabboi is, so you see, the two also mentions this chumrah, not the 5 days and 7, but the 4 days and 7. But the chumrah, the two mentions it like this. In other words, only if a woman was mishameshes mitoso, and the same day that she had mishameshes mitoso, she saw that. So Meire, she has to count 4 and 7. But suppose she saw down, let's say, on Monday. She saw down on Monday, but she hadn't been with the husband for 7 days. So why? What kind of a story is there to require her to count 4 and 7? Now the Pesach of the Rabboi is, even if she hadn't been with the husband for months and months, let's say the husband went way overseas. So, but because of the blue, so there are more pastures that you have to count 5 and 7. But the Rishon, so that's, you see, when Taisa says that Eno has to whisper the key, Madahari, Dalet, you know, Shemes, so it's not that Taisa is making an extra takon. It's based upon the Lord. because maybe she did. Maybe she did have the discharge of the Shehbazar. And if she knows that the Riyas Dam was on the same day, I was on the same day as the Tashu Shabito, so maybe there is a Shosh, Mitzadim Limor. But Rambo mentions a proof. First of all, 5 days, and then even if she hadn't been, even if she hadn't been with the husband for weeks and months, so the halach because of the proof, so that's an extra dakota, as is your. So we can't be sure she should be some yard. Even the husband is the king of the hanging dollar. We do not involve in the show days. We pray for sakra. ואפילו רואה בדיקו מכל חרון וחומה נראה לחוזה בה מדלוי שיבה ויכול אמור רואה סבא פרוס צריך לצאת בגלל איבן לא רואה בחומה הם נבעיה וצרוי פסקי לדבולת שחזרה אי סנסיה בגלל זה זה דין אופתם עשרי נקת אתם עשמם אין דין לא רואה סד וחופש הרשתה so החומה נראה לחוזה בה but after the Gemara said the Gemara said, "Utamecho." So Rome can see it. Rome can see it. Then Rome Bachom is a valley, is a very sound valley. And we pass through that is to Masri. We are Chodabe, we are Yishive, we are Amoroi Yisavot, we are Yishive, we are Yishive, we are Yisosro, Yisosro, after the Pshimen, the Kosh, the Rabbono, we are Yishive, 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 we are משום אם יחיל אדירו ולחוז הבאי, לא עושה מהיר מתמסרידה, שתמילו זיון ואיזה מישה במשך מנידה, הוא כך כאומר, הוא כך כאומר, שלא יתאים להפסקס, אבל קרי דמיסיסר ולמחות, לא ימאפסק. הוא תרוס יום הרחמונה, ולא בסוף אדם למה שתרוס אי שלא יתאים, תומו מפסקס. All right, so we will be here, and then the few minutes will start.
18th, 1982,
Kofi Ira Hashan Tosh Mem. Why not? Because it's a suffix, so in any way, he cannot bring a korban with suffix. Rapope Ikla Mituach, that's the name of a place, the city. Oma, Iike Chukmi Rabon Hoche, Isla Kabulapi. So Rav Pope says, if there is a Talmud Chochem here in this town, in Tuach, then I want to meet him. Onkele, Hayi Savte, so he said, the elderly Jewish woman told him, Ike Ochet Zolun Rabba, there is a Talmud Chochem in the city. Vi Rav Shmuel Shmei, and his name is Rav Shmuel. Vi Tone Masnid, and he learns, Yei Rabba Viteva Kavasa, I hope that you will be like him. I mean, an elderly lady said that, and Rav Pope didn't even know who she was. But since an elderly lady blessed him that she should be like that, he should be like her. Well, so it's a raya that this Rav Shmuel is Yerushalayim. Is that all right? Apparently, he had no doubts that he was its own rabbi, because he asked whether there is its own rabbi or not. So she said yes. So it was probably well known. It was probably well known in the city that Rav Shmuel was the Talmid Chacham. But as far as Yerushalayim is concerned, so there you cannot just pay attention to the reputation. If so. So, but since he was so popular and they liked him so much that the elderly woman in that town blessed him, he should be like Rav Shmuel. So that was a raya that not only was Rav Shmuel, it's over the Rabboni, but Talmid Chacham is also Yerushalayim. In other words, it's possible, from this Gemara we see that it's possible for someone to be a Talmud Chochem and not be a Yerushalayim. Otherwise, Rav Pope wouldn't say, Shmami Yerushalayim, I mean, How could one be chosen to Rabbanan, not be Yerushalayim? So he had to resort to other ayahs that he was Yerushalayim. Also we got me.
So how can we confer upon him Hashem Yerushalayim or Talmud Chacham if he's not Yerushalayim?
No. So the fact that even one of the Chachmim Yisroel said about him that he was chosen to Rabbanan, so that would be the best ayah. But a woman said, that's no raya that is a Yerushalayim. A woman, she was a very nice woman, but she is not, the fact that she calls him Talmud Chochem, it does not indicate that he's Yerushalayim. Maybe she calls him Talmud Chochem because he's a big one, but Yerushalayim isn't. Unfortunately, such things happen. But the fact that an elderly woman blessed him, they showed that he's Yerushalayim. So, also he got it. So he went to it. Romalei too. So he served in meat, I mean, of a sheep. Romalei maspis nador. So yes, he cashed. Now, see, in other words, it's Rav Shmuel. Ask Rav Popi, he cashed. Now the Chayyim Malinah will be as Mikdosh. When you say a finale in the Satrum, or the Nishi to Moshe Sofik, I'll be mistaken in Safin on Trumer. So there are two pshot in that divine. If you see in the mirror, so you see that there are two pshot in that divine. The Pashtas Awashim indicates, tends to indicate that the Kashe by Rav Shmuel was, here we see that on the basis of Sofik we don't burn the Torah. But because he says, Vinsefin is Alayim Satrum, Nishnumas or Sofik. But meanwhile, she just like Sefin is Atrum, while Sofik big the Amorites. So we see that even Sofik big the Amorites, we are saying the Torah. So mainly in the case of the Mish, where there is a Sofik, maybe he was a Baal Nideh, so he's Mitame. The truma, the tares, so you should be serious at truma on the basis of Sofik. That's the pashtus of the Gilgoshen anymore. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? As Stasis points out. Because not all Sveikis are the same. So maybe we couldn't equate one Sofik with the other. Because some Sveikis we are serious at truma, and some Sveikis are not serious at truma. So that's no kash. But the kashi of by Rav Shmuel was something else, because the kusi are bailings, so that's only misofik, But apart from the sofik, maybe there are real bailings, but the kusi, stam kusi, is the cheskes amoretz, and the chachomim were gazing to mal amoretz. Amoretz doesn't mean someone who is ignorant, who doesn't know any halachas. Amoretz means one who is not doing the mitzvahs. So stam kusi, so amoretz, amoretz. So mimele and chachomim or geizel tumo are amoretz. So even if we say that as far as the possibility of being living is concerned, so this is the kind of misofik on which the chachomim were not misakin slave. But thou, Sofik, Beil, Nide, Behoche, apart from this consideration, but he's Namoretz Nedeshim, even if he's not a Beil, he's Namoretz. So, Al Tumas Amoretz. So, the Mishnah in Tara says, we are saying, this is how Rashi explains it. Why doesn't Rashi explain it more simply? Here the Mishnah says, they say a finale as a function, was a Sofik, and there, Al Shisha Sveiki say as a Tumor, that would be a Kashi, because we cannot be Midame one Sofik to the other, and Midame Sveiki is Ladot. So maybe these Sveikis we are saying as a Tumor, and other Sveikis this Sofik, not. So, but the Kashi is, but in that Mishnah is mentioned, Bigdam Horetz. Amoretz. So here the Kusi, apart from Sofik Beyonida, he's also an Amoretz. So it requires Reife from that point of view.
If we said it would be a suffix, whether he's an amoritz and it's a
rabbanon. No, it's not a suffix.
It's a rabbanon.
Every kusi is an amoritz, except if we know that he happens to be a chum. Alright. The If we take notice, the maskona of the Gemara, that the Mishnah is applied to a kusi oreb who was naked. So the male, there was no contact between the truma and the godim of the amoretz. So there was only contact between the amoretz goof and the truma. So why does the Gemara mention? Why does the Gemara mention? So I'll stop it with the amoretz, but because if the Mishnah says that he will be the amoretz, is aseirei, so the haskama v'chamo nigiye by the amoretz goof himself, but the kashin is not from big the amoretz, because as far as big the amoretz is concerned, so the amoretz maskone is that we are dealing with the kusi oreb, so there was no contact between the beget of the amoretz and the truma, but there was contact, in other words, doras, between the feet of the amoretz, the goof of the amoretz, and the truma, the tares, whatever it is, the tares. So mele. So why does the Gemara mention this mishnah? Because this mishnah mentions that even big the amoretz you are saying. So has come the chamo. Maga of the group of the Amorites, we are certainly saying, and certainly I'm the same thing, but the kashi is from the Maga, it should require slave on the basis of the Maga Amorites group with the tongues. Alright, so the Gemara says, Omar Apoto, Ye Rabbi, the Lizachir Haiture Elishon, in other words, he expressed the prayer that his talents, in other words, he should not be nichshal v'alochem. So he says he wishes that this feast that he made, Hashemuel made in his covet, in his armor, should not be in vain. In other words, if the talents that he will give is a good talents, so then the reception is not in vain, but if the tarets is not a good tarets, then the whole reception is in vain. So in other words, he expressed the prayer that he should not be nirsho in this hour. So he did a tarets. What is his tarets? Hochem ma'askinon b'kusi chopeh. So mele kusi chopeh. So he's not an amoretz. He's not an amoretz. But he's still a kusi. But he's a chob. In other words, it means that he's zoya in mitzvahs. He's zoya in mitzvahs. Amoretz means one who is not zoya in mitzvahs. He's a cow. But kusi chobah, even though if he's a kusi, so that means he's not a maimon kemesh baal peh. But he's a tinnik shel ishbo, so mele, we don't consider him as a rosh. But if he's Zoyah in mitzvahs, so if he's not Zoyah in mitzvahs, so true is a tradition in Yivor, but an amoretz he is. But if he's Zoyah in mitzvahs, so he's not even amoretz. So in other words, so that's why we're not here. Because the Tumas amoretz doesn't apply to him, he's a kusachobah. But as far as Tumas Beil Nido is concerned, so that's only Sobe. So, kusachobah. So Rav Shmuel said to him, if the Mishnah is reference to Kusi Chomer, so Kusi Chomer is not an Amoretz, so Kusi Chomer should not be choshev that he's a Beil Nido either. In other words, but why? I mean, why after all? He's a Kusi. If he's if he abandoned, you know, the whole Ashkofes, the ideology of the Kusi, so then he's not a Kusi. So it's about Tshuva, he's not a Kusi. So obviously the Mishnah is reference to someone who was not Chizir from the old Ashkofes of the Kusi. He is a Kusi, ideologically. Why did Rav Shmuel say that Kusi Chover will need a Mashmal slave? Kusi Chover will need a Mashmal slave. So it appears from this Gemara and the Gemara at the bottom here, Zduki Chover will need a Mashmal slave. That if somebody is a Chover and he's not a cow and he's here with mitzvahs, even though he's not a minor, he's not a minor, but he will at least have a regard for what the Chachamim say. He's not a mind, or it's not a mind. He's an honest, at least he's more. But if he's a nice person, who's a chover means? He's not a cow, he's a mitzvah, he has the charetz, he has respect, he's not a wood person. So Mimele, even though he's not minded to Shabbat Pei, but he still should have a high regard for what the Chachamim say, because why should the Chachamim, see from his point of view, that he's not a Maimon, why should the Chachamim's pshat in the Teoshe Bechsav be on any inferior status than their own interpretation? They don't believe the Teoshe Baal Peh. And if he's a nice person, he's not going to ignore and defy the Dibur HaKomim, even though he has no way. That we see from the Gemara and from the Gemara at the bottom. So Monefsheh, if it's a Kusi Chomer, so he should not even be choshev to be a Berlido. Kusi Chomer Berlido Mashmal Slei, Shavki. So in other words, so he failed in his status. Shakti, also we come in Rav Simon Barash. Then Rav Poker came before Rav Simon Barash. Omalei, so Rav Simon Barash said, when Rav Shmuel is to get cash, why does the Mishnah say that we are not saving the Trumo because it's only Sofik, but our Sofik Mioche is also affected with the Tumas Amoret. So the male and the Tumas Amoret, we are saved. So why didn't you bring the Teret? My time will be shall slay. Because he shed over the Olo. Because he shed over the Olo. The dog has all been the Chover. He also been the Chover, the Olo, the Tumor. That's Rashi's Gilson, that's Jesus Gilson. But the Shemi mentioned another Gilson. The Shemi mentioned another Gilson. The Rambam, the Bitfor. The Ritva says, the Rambam mentioned the same Gersa, but the Ritva is a little more explicit. Gersa Skolas, Rorim Shalom, Hochet Mayaskinom, Vikusi, Shetobal Gorlo, Pirish Vidoga, who acts me? Oh, you got a bit more. But it's not, he says, oh, God, because so far we more have been applied to Kusi Ore. So that's why he says, oh, God. But according to Maskolam, you more that it is reference to Kusi Ore, so it means, Kusi Shetobal the Olo Vinoga who acts maybe Tom. Vinoga who acts maybe Tom. Our Rashi is Vikusi Shetobal the Olo Vidora Zibi Dehova, Vyosa Videhova Vinoga Bitum. So that's Rashi. So for the Gil said, a most boring that the Ritva mentioned, the Ritva Rambam mentioned, is not like Rashi's Gil said, like this is Gil said, like our Gil said. Our Gil said like Rashi's thesis. But, Hochem Maraskino, because he should top out the Olo, the Noga, who be Atzme Vitro. Atzme Vitro. Dimishum to Masam Hore, so Toboe. Dimishum be Nigo, so then there is a possibility. Because Tuli was stay there. We are stay there. But suppose after the Tuli, immediately after the Tuli, he was gone each day, and each day, what happened to be a Nigo? Unintentionally, we shake it, she had to be a Nigo. Because she was laboring under the notion that you start counting with the Riyas Dam Yorek, but you don't start counting with the Yorek. So the Mele, as far as the Tumas Amoretz is concerned, we have no problem. Tumas Amoretz, what's Tumas Amoretz? So the Chachomim will give the Amoretz, he should have Tumas Amoretz. But he cannot be more humble than his heart. So but if he was David, so then he's stolen. So there is no Tumas Amoretz. There is no Tumas Amoretz. But there is the possibility of another tumor because of the boy Nido. But he was stay there. The answer is no, because we don't know when he was in boy Nido, whether it was a boy Nido, let's say of 8-10 days ago. If he was a boy Nido 10 days ago, so then the tumor is a good tumor. But suppose he was a boy Nido only yesterday. So he has to count 7 days, so that Tvila is no Tvila. So insofar as the Tumas Amhoretz per se is concerned, so then the Tvila removes the Tumas Amhoretz. But insofar as the possible Tumas Ben Nida is concerned, so we are not sure, we don't know when he was a Ben Nida. Whether he was a Ben Nida altogether, and even if he was, so when was he Ben Nido? Maybe he was a Ben Nido some time ago, 10 days ago. So in other words, it's already after the 7 days. So the Mele, the Tvile did remove the tomb. Alright. So this is the Gilsay of the Adish. But the Gilsay of Rashi of Tesis is like our Gilsay. So the Gilsay is Hochen Maraskin, so my time is Shamsley, because he should talk about the Olo, the dog has a big de Hover, the Kusi was David, and then he stepped on the body of the Hover. So, insofar as Thomas Amholz is concerned, so the Beget of the Hover cannot become Tom, because he's Toya. So, but there is the other problem. Maybe he's a Ben Nido. So you can also say, Historia, no, but we don't know when he became a Ben Nido. Maybe he became a Ben Nido the same day that he was staying there, or the day before, or 2 days before. I mean, less than 7 days. And the Ben Nido can be taken only after 7 days. Like the Nido herself. So push the wall of the door, something to cover. He also did the chover, and that beget upon which the kusi was standing step. So can count the three tumor. The mishum to mesahore tzotogale. The mishum to yonito. So we have this lecture. So far well become, so far will well become. In other words, maybe he was there, he was well each day, more than 7 days before. So the Mele, that's involved more. So the Mele, that Tvile removed the tomb. And assuming, Baal Bikore, that he was Baal Ishte, only the day before, or the same day, the day before, I mean, within less than 7 days before, but, so that he still didn't make any baby though. Maybe his wife was not in it though. Maybe the initial year started with Amodi. So then it's a slexic. So if you see your eggs, so if you see your eggs, they have a slexic. They are slexic, they are loading in South Pinantum. So in other words, so the male and that's, so even though we have to be Chesh, but Kachonim were not Misakin slaves. and Svetzik, not Svetzik in general, and this Svetzik everyone at the side. Whatever. Right, now we will be more. Right, let's see the Rashi.
What
do you say?
What's the difference
in Gersus? No, the Gersus of Litvoy is that according to our Gersus, Rashi's Gersus, so that the Kusi didn't touch the tumor. The Kusi just stepped after he was staying there. So he just stepped and begged. So Mele, the beggar did not become affected with Tumas Amoretz. Because as far as Tumas Amoretz is concerned, so this Amoretz was free, was devoid of any Tumas Amoretz. Because he was there. But maybe he was affected with Tumas Beinonidon. So there is a possibility, but there is a Svexvike that he was not affected with the Tumas Beinonidon. One possibility is maybe he was Boalishte, let's say 10 days ago, and assuming that he was Boalishte the same day or the day before, within less than 7 days, maybe he was not an ego when he was boiled up. Because the Rias Dam did not start with the Dam Yomek. It started at the very outset with Dam Yomek. So the Mele, so since there is a Svexvek in the direction that he was not the ego, so the Mele, even though we have to be changed according to the Mishneh, but we are not saying. So that's Rashi's guess. According to Litva's guess, so the Kusi was stay there, and then he himself touched the tumor. Not that he stepped on the beggar of the chover, and the beggar came in contact with the tumor. But he himself, the Kusi, after Tfilah, touched the tumor. Once again, I'm not saying as far as Svexvik is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. The reason is why some of the shaming except this Gersay is because we'll see that in the Tesis. Because the Shaya is whether Tumas Amoretz is a total Tume, I mean like a real Zav, is the Tami Bumetes or only the Tami Bungie. So that's why. As far as the Svexvik is concerned, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, we're saying that it's very sound from the
government. Yeah.
They think they're covered.
No, Chobamamish. Chobamamish. You see, that the Kimte of Chobamamish was Nitre. So now, so Rav Sime, Barashe, he mentioned another Nikim. If things are in the void, you have no good food, you must always tell them, you should be a leader, so we both cause them to go in. It's a good record of service, you must go in. So the good issue is, how is next week? That's next week, and it's a pin on the room. Now we know it's the cash, even though he was there, but now we know it's unit that the Mishnah has referenced an ordinary case. Ordinarily, a person has good money, he's not naked. So melee, so even if you say that this beggar chomer was stepped by the kusi, after the kusi was there, so melee, the kusi was nita from the Tumas Amoretz, the kusi was nita from the Tumas Amoretz. But the Kusi Nastav is wearing body. He's wearing body. Now, some melee, and the body, let's say, is wearing socks. He stepped with his feet, and on his feet he had socks. So the socks, even though the tefillah removed the tumah of the Amoretz from his roof, but the Gemara didn't say that the socks were, and the body were also involved. So the socks are also affected with the Tumas, it's Bidya Amoretz. So melee, again, it should require Sreike, because seems true that he was stable. So the Tumas of his roof was Fokai as a result of the Tumas. But then, after the Tumas, he put out his body. And the body wasn't able, because It wasn't mentioned that the Godim were also Nikra. He was just telling himself, but he put on the mantle of Godim. So that, and that is also coming. Be the Amorites, is Metras Lepusim. So when he stepped after Tfilin with the Saksa on the Tares, so Mele, so the Tares became Tomei, it should have become Tomei. Machmas Tumas, Big the Amorites, not Machmas Tumas, Amorites himself, because the Tfilin removed that Tumei. But Machmas Tumas, Big the Amorites. So again, the Tares should be Tomei on the basis of the contact, their contact with the Big the Amorites. So why shouldn't we be saved? Let us be saved from that point of view, because of Tumas Big the Amorites. And that's mentioned in the Mishnah. That's mentioned in the Mishnah that also be Big the Amorites. So we are saved from it. So it's two separate kashas in the Gemara. One kasha was a pussy, so he's goofy stomach. So the male, so even if he was naked, but then the Tara should be tummy because they touch the group of the words. So and then the Tara is he stepped on the beard of the Chover after Tfilin. But then there is other kasha. But since the Godim were not Nidva, so the Mele, even though he was Nidva, so the tumor of his group was broken as a result of the Tfilin. But then, after he came out from the Mikveh, he put on the sacks. And then with the sacks, he stepped on the Tares. So maybe the Tares came in contact with the Beged, with the sacks of the Kusi, the Beged Amoret. So then he became Tomei on the basis of Bide, of the Nigir, in the Bide Amoret. So maybe we should say, right? The answer is, he didn't step. In other words, he was naked. But why do we have to resort to the Nikite that he was Tomei? Otherwise, so the Tares would become Tomei as a result of the Magal of the group of the Amorites. So then it should require slave. Now let's see that. Also, people, the Amorites, and now be the Amorites, and now when it's happening, you should have a Tomei. Why? Because in Amitai, people in Noga, and it's going to be true more. It is happening in Amorites, too. We have a bit of Amorites. Shaft, you have proper English pizza, and you should be casting. We also have a seen a my time in Bishan must be the time that the Shon Kutsi is at Tumo, because he should talk about the honor of the Goras of the Chover. The Hain in Mishkove, we look at who met us with Tumo, we go out the court, for what we make the Moses out of the Tumo. We should be there more as men as the Kutsi, claim out the shame. She met us the time in London, we got in Kabita more as men as the Kutsi. We learn that in Mishkove, because Texas can constantly refer to that anymore. Alright. Bnei Zdukin, Now the Mishnah is discussing the Zdukim. Zdukim the Sakhman guys. Kusim. So they are descendants of Gerim. The question is, what Gerim? Real Gerim or not? So this Mishnah agrees with the Tanakh that Kusim Gerim is. And that's the way we pass. So, but Zdukim, they were real Jews. But, except that they became Mubrim. They were pagans from Golden Soil, and they defied the Torah Shabbat Peh, and they only accepted the Torah Shabbat Chzav. Some in Mele, they were made, even the Torah Shabbat Chzav, they observed it in an erroneous way, according to their own capricious interpretation. So, Bnei Zdukim, the women among the Zdukim, Shizman, Sheno Abu Alech, and Vidar Kavi Seyen, Harein Kikusios. If they follow up the tradition of their fathers, so then they have a deen like Kusiyes, and just as Kusiyes are shudes to be benito because they don't know, so the place to him also achoshut to be benito, unintentionally, not knowing. But suppose they decide to power up the Torah or the Bnei Yisrael, so then they are not choshed. We don't have to be afraid lest they are this. So we see from that that the women among the Zdukim were much better than the men among the Zdukim. Because Zdukim themselves, so we certainly actually, but about the women among the Zdukim, so then there's a machleket between Tanakame and Rabbi Yisi. But even according to Tanakame, they are still better than the men. According to Tanakame. So Stam Zdukis, a woman of the Zdukis. So Stam Zduki, is she to be considered as a Chshudo, like a Kusis? Or Stam Kusis, according to the Tanakame, is to be considered like in Israel, it's not a chshuva. Not a chshuva. I'm being a demon. Tosh, no is looking as much in Israel, like I'm saying, I'm a Kusis. Or stomach in Israel, in the same people's right back, it's like in Israel, or stomach in Kusis. A roll like a mission. Tosh, now the means in the little key Israelis, achieve the soul of Lechez, be dark, I'll be saying, so we see from both, from Tanakame and Rabbi Yisi, that the Bnei Zdukim are much better on a moral level than the men of the Zdukim. But the according to Tanakame, so Stam Zdukim is a chshuva. Is a chshuva. I'm being an idol. Is a chshuva. Unless we know that it's pure Sulamechet Vidak Yisrael, that they adapted the approach of the Bnei Yisrael, of the Yisrael. But even if it's pure Sulamechet Vidak Yisrael, it doesn't mean she became a total balashchuve, and I mean she became a pussies. Then there is nothing to discuss, so she's a pussy, so she's not a Zduki just because she was raised by parents Zduki. So, but it means she still is affiliated with the Zduki ideology. But, in other words, she's not in a menace in Tirosh Baal Peh. But she adapted the mindset, she adapted the approach of the Bnei Yisrael. Of Bnei Yisrael. So Mele, then she's not a chshuva anymore. Even though she's still not in a menace in Tirosh Baal Peh. And according to Rabbi Yisi, but so according to Tanakame, only if we know that a certain Zdukis adapted the approach, the behavior pattern of the Bnei Yisrael. But in Astam, we consider her as a chshuva. Mashiachin, according to Rabbi Yisi, so Stam Zdukis is not a chshuva. Is not a chshuva. Unless we know that she does not follow up the behavior pattern of the Bnei Yisrael. Right. Stop in mind. The Kamer Amon Noah Lechem Dakar Sinai Kusis. Pius Olechem Daki Yisrael 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 Yisrael. Stop in mind. Achim Yisrael 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 We need such an air on the we know who King God will have we recoupon of shall King God. So once the king conversed in the street with the King God, and then a spittle from his mouth, the rake, dropped on the burden of the King God, we recoupon of King God, so the King God blushed, he became upset. Why? Because and the Zduki. So besides being a Zduki, now there is besides being a Zduki, so he's also an Amoretz. Stam Zduki is Amoretz, unless we know he's a Zduki Chomer. So Mele, the rake of the Amoretz that fell. I mean, so First, Gimora raises the question about Nira Moritz. But here, the Kingodu was bothered not because of Tumas Moritz, but because of the possibility of then Zduki being the leader. Because since the Zduki, just like the Kusin, did not adhere to the Teresh of Alpeh, so the Mele, they did not make any distinction between Damyorik and Amonim. So suppose a woman's menstrual period commences with Damyorik, so she starts counting immediately. But actually, she cannot start counting immediately. So Mele, the time of the Tfilah, she is still in Ego, and the Tfilah is not anyway. So Mele, the King of was afraid, maybe that's Duki, is a Baal Ego, so Mele, and the Baal Ego is become just like a Ego. So the Reik of the Ego, or the Baal Ego, is become. So Mele, the King of became dumb. That's why he became upset. So the Reik of the King of the legitimates him. So he decided he'll ask the wife of the king of Omolei, Alpal Pishen Shins, Dukinei, Misiones, Nafusim, Umaris, Dam, Chachom. Misiones here doesn't mean afraid, but what we invite him so, I mean, there's no reason to be afraid of this Dukin, I mean, of the person, but it means respect. Mission is the sense of respect, of reverence. So what does it mean? I have to be afraid of the Tal Chochem. The Tal Chochem will slap my face. There is no mitzvah of being afraid of the Tal Chochem. It means of revering the Tal Chochem, of having respect for the Tal Chochem. So here too, our Christian should be Mission is not pussy, and we have a great regard for the pussy. Umar is down the Chachom, even though they don't believe the Teresh of Alpeh, but they were much nicer than their husbands. And the yes, Shailes of the Chachom. So Mele, Omar Abiesi, Pkin on Uber Nis of the Nake, the Umar is down the Chachom, Chutz Vinishacha, so is of Shkhuna Seymu, Shalab is down the Chachom in Umeisa. So she was punished. But the average two kids had respect for the Chachomim, and they adapted the behavior pattern of the Prush. So Mele, so what does it mean that this King Godo did not have to be Chachish lest he was done? Why? Because they are not choshut to be Nides, the Bnei's Dukin. That means that Sabyesu Shitosi, that his stam's Dukin is to be presumed to be the Eges like Vasisroel. But the question is, alright, as far as the Shoshi of Tumas Bnei is concerned, so we rely on the fact that the Bnei's Dukin had a high regard for the Chachomim and in the realm of Tarsa Mishpocha of Dinenigo. So they followed up the behavior pattern of Macy Soil. But doubt Tumas Ben Yidnoche, apart from the question of Tumas Ben Yidnoche, but the average Duki is an Amoret. So Mele, an Amoret is Mitame, Amoret is Mitame. So in other words, because the way the spittle of an Amoret, that's the mayonnaise of an Amoret. And the Tume of an Amoret is based upon the Tumezo. So mayonnaise of the Zahava Mitame. So maybe the mayonnaise, the rake, the spittle of an Amoret is Mitame, like the rake shows out, it's an Aratume. So maybe he should have considered it, the King of should consider himself, should consider this God in train on the basis of Tumas Amoret, because the mayonnaise, the spittle of the Amoret, dropped on his body, and the spittle is an al. So maybe the body became initially Tume. Omar Abaye bit Duki Holbe. So maybe Tumas Amoret doesn't apply to him. So again, Omar Obe, Zduki Holbe, need a Masha's way. El Omar, Regel habe bit Tumas Amoret. Amoret is the regel. Kitaro Shabin Rabbanon. וכסיב ויסד קודיש ישראל ואולי רכי שחו חברים הקוסוב עושם כולם חברים יציפוסיק אין שייפים. That's mentioned in connection with the episode of Primavish Diva. So there it mentions ויסד קודיש ישראל ואולי רכי שחו חברים הקוסוב עושם כולם חברים. It's a special הלוכה in Tumas Amoretz. Even though the Chachomim were days of Tumme and Amoretz, but I'm Yonte, Van Regel, and Amoretz is not with Tame. And Amoretz is not with Tame. Now the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, he says that the reason as to why the Chachomim were Gezer and Tumme and Amoretz, because the Chachomim wanted to restrict the communing of Bnei Yisrael l'Amoraz. Again, Amoraz doesn't mean an evil Jew, but it means a cow. Amoraz means one who is Roger Babes. Is there Amoraz? One who is not Maisir, one who is not Miachfir, whatever. But it means someone who is not his own mitzvah. Who is a cow? Who is not Israel Mitzvah? So the Chachomim excluded Yimei or Egel from the Tumas Amoretz. In other words, if the Amoretz touches on any day of the year, he touches the Chop, or he comes in contact with the Begit of the Chop. So then the Chop becomes Tov, as if he's Zav touched, as if he's Zav touched. That is true. Any day of the year, except Yimei or Egel, let's say on Pesach, on Sukkot, on Shavuot, if an Amoretz will touch a Chover 1,000 times on Pesach or on Shavuot or on Sukkot, so he will not become Tom. He will not. The Chover will not have to go through, and he will be able to continue eating Torah. The Chachomim excluded from Yimei or Egel two months ago. Now, the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, so he says the reason is why the Chachomim were Gezer Tume and Amoretz, because they wanted to deter the Bnei Yisrael who are zero mitzvahs from excessive commingling with the Amoretz. At one time, I delivered a lecture years ago about Jew and non-Jew. So there I discussed, I mention it now because this is the pshat in Rambam Pirsha Mishneh. I mentioned that there are two kinds of association. One kind of association is association in friendship, and the other kind of association is association in fellowship. Now, the Chachomim was certainly imposed many restrictions upon Jews in their association in fellowship with God. Not only they imposed many restrictions in their association with Goyim in fellowship, but even their association with Amoraic Jews in fellowship. Because the Rambam says that the reason as to why the Chachomim were against the Tumah Amoretz, because they wanted to restrict association with Amoretz. The Chachomim wanted to restrict association with Amoretz. And did the Chachomim try to restrict our association and friendship with Goyim, even with pagan Goyim? So there is a Mishneh, Mifarnesim al Yaakum al Yisrael, Mivakhim Chile il Kichovim in Chile Yisrael, Mifidat Yishorim. So, on the contrary, even a pagan, maybe the living, who is Abraham Zayin Tzimniach, even a Nakum, a Roshe. So, the Chachomim say that we are Mechuye, to be Mepharmis them, and to mingle them, but this is the association of friendship. So, on the contrary, there should not be any diminution in association, in friendship, with irreligious Jews. On the contrary, so I mentioned there the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah. Eiv Lifrei Kisei Litei Mitzvah Mitzvah be seinik, you walk in the Sinai. What does it mean, seinik? You're not allowed to be seinik. Jew is the same as a. So seinik means someone who is a hogel in Averes and whom you try to be mechiach and he doesn't pay attention. So then, to a certain extent, you are allowed to dislike him. I say to a certain extent, it doesn't mean that you are allowed to hate him, really, but it means you are allowed to dislike the evil in him, the evil in him. So that is called the same. So suppose, now, there are two Jews. One Jew has a problem with preaching, and another Jew has a problem with din. So the halacha is that preaching is kedem. Preaching means somebody wants to unload the baggage from the behem, from the orphan himself. It doesn't make any difference. The mitzvah of prickly tin applies to another mode, so not only to behem. If it applies to behem, it's in the moment of freshness of the shmuel barabisi. It applies to another mode. So in other words, if you see someone in the street and he's trying to unload the load from the chameh, so you have to help him. And if you don't, ozik does it, he may. So, and if you don't, so yam the battle is in the rice. Suppose somebody is trying to load the chameh, or to put the masa on himself. So again, there is a mitzvah of tine, that's tine. So if you find two Jews, and one has a problem with prike, and one has a problem with tine, so prike has priority because there is sabal chai. Let's say prike means there is a heavy load on the shoulders of the chameir. So every minute the chameir is in pain. So prike takes precedence over tine. Still the emotions. So one would say, suppose you have a religious Jew, a Shema Mitzvahs, and you have an irreligious Jew, an Echot Reifes. So the religious Jew, the Shema Mitzvahs, has a problem with Tine, the religious Jew has a problem with Prik, and the irreligious Jew, who is not a Shema Mitzvahs, has a problem with Tine. So one would say, on the basis of plain logic, it's a kalachena. If two Orthodox Jews, two observant Jews, have a problem, one with prick and one with tine, so prick is kaden, so las kamo de chamo, if one, the one who has the problem with prick is an Orthodox Jew, a Shema Mitzvahs, and the one who has the problem with tine is not the Shema Mitzvahs, the Echol Neveiras. So certainly that you should attend, you should help out the Shema Mitzvahs who even has sa. So the Gemara says no. That would be the play logic. But the Gemara says no. Any of Mitzvah, we say the Ritei, Mitzvah we say the Kiloke is Yitzchak. Because if the one who is not the Shema Mitzvahs, he will see that the other Jew, who is a Shema Mitzvahs, attends to his core fellow Jew, the Shema Mitzvahs, in Prike, he will not understand that it's because Prike has priority over Tine. He's not so smart, he's not so knowledgeable. So he will say, he will come to the conclusion, why does he attend, why does he help out the Shema Mitzvahs? Because a Shema Mitzvahs Jew does not like, is not devoted to a non-Shema Mitzvahs Jew as much as he is devoted. As much as he loves a Shema Mitzvahs Jew. So in order to eradicate, to dispel this erroneous notion, so the Chachamim say, no. What does it imply? That the Chachamim didn't want to restrict our association with irreligious Jews in any way. Not only they didn't want to restrict our association with irreligious Jews in friendship, they didn't want to restrict our association with irreligious Jews. Not only didn't they try to restrict our association in friendship within religious groups, but they didn't even try to restrict our associations and friendship with pagans. The Pharisees and Yaakov, if we are Israel. If Dr. Sholem, Minachamim Abe Yaakov, in Amin Yisom Dr. Sholem, and Yaakov doesn't mean the Goy. If it is observed as Ayin Zimneach, so then it's not only because of Dr. Sholem, it's because of U.S. Hasoni. But even if he's an Akum Erosh, who is an illegal Milim and Zimra Zayin Zimneach, so still we are mechuyev to mingle with them in friendship because of Dr. Sholem, because we have to maintain friendly relations, peaceful relations with everybody. With all the Rishonim, we have to maintain peaceful relations. Mashiach, but Chachomim made so many tatones. The Aseret, the Pasachim and the Aseret, Bishulachim and the Aseret Yainachim. So many tatones. And these restrictions upon our communion with Goyim, and not only Goyim pagans, even a Greek attention. So it's Yain Zosa. Why? Because if one would be allowed to drink together with Goyim, so then it would be conducive to intermarriage. So in other words, the Chachomim impose restrictions upon our communing with Amoraites, irreligious Jews, and our communing with Goyim, communing in fellowship, in feasting together, eating together, playing together. So that's why the Chachomim asked Pasnochi, Bishonochi, because if Pasnochi wouldn't be osa, Bishonochi wouldn't be osa, Yainochi wouldn't be osa, so then there would be no limitations upon our communing with Goyim. So what would be the next step? Complete assimilation and Rachman Islam even intermarriage. So this is, the Rambam says, in Beresh HaMishnah, the reason is why the Chachomim will impose Tume upon Amoraites in order to deter, to reduce our communion with Amoraites, that means the non-observant Jews, to a minimum. But not, the Chachomim did not try Chas V'Sholem to reduce to a minimum our communion with non-religious Jews in friendship, Chas V'Sholem, Eyev Nifrei B'Seyer Litei Mitzvah B'Seyer. So the irreligious Jew has it in given to the religious Jew, because he might be repelled, Chas V'Sholem. So it's only restrictions upon our communion with Amoraites in fellowship. So that's why the Gemara says that there is no Tumas Amoraites B'Rechem. There is no Tumas Amoraites B'Rechem. Why? So there is a pasuk. Vayesev kol ish Yisroel Eloyia ki yishechot chaveri. B'Rechem. Well, unfortunately, today we cannot see it because there is no real Simchas HaRegel today. But Bizman Chazal, so there was Gemara calls Simcha HaRegel, Simchas HaChag as Mitzvah HaRabim. So there was a real association and friendship between all the Jews and in a collective scale. And of course, who were the leaders in that Simcha HaRegel? The Chachmei Yisrael, not like today, where anyone who excels in public relations, so he becomes a leader. You see, so in Mele, that's why the Chachomim excluded Tumas Amoraites. They excluded Regel from Tumas Amoraites. Why? Because the reason is why we're Gezer Tume in order to reduce a communing in fellowship. So, communing in fellowship and Yemei Achenu, when there is no atmosphere of Kedusha, under the leadership of Chachmei Yisrael, so that is very detrimental. That is conducive to corruption, to lack, to moral laxity. That's why the Chachomim were against here Tumen Amoretz, because as a result of the Tumen Amoretz, a chover will not be disposed to drink together and play together with Amoretz, because he knows he'll play together, he'll drink together, then he'll have to be taken of himself, he'll have to be taken of the Godin, he'll have to be taken of all the Kalim. So Malam Torah Zayis. So the purpose was to deter them from commingling, from unrestricted commingling in fellowship with Amorites. Because commingling in fellowship with Amorites is conducive to corruption. Feasting together, playing together, jumping together, dancing together with Amorites is conducive to moral corruption. But the regel, so then there is no danger, lest the Habir will become corrupted as a result of their commingling in fellowship. On the contrary, because if the Habirim will commingle in fellowship with Amorites, so then the Amorites will become inspired and stimulated. So that's why they excluded Yemei Oregel from Tumas Amorites. Now, so according to Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, the reason is why the Chachamim were against the Amorites is because to deter them from unrestricted commingling in fellowship with the Amorites. But it's mentioned that the reason is because Amorites are not Makbit and Tares and so on. The answer is, well, as I mentioned it several times, that generally, Taponis Chachomim have two rationales. One time is as to why, and one time is as to the how. So the why, Taisu says, the Bible Shlosh is Yilchas and Lotani, but it has a time, in order to make business transactions more convenient. So why is it Yilchas and Lotani? Because it's Lotani, there's no time how it happens. So that means that generally, Taponis Chachomim can be explained from two points of view, from the point of view of why, and also from the point of view as to the how. Mashiach Mamishloshim can be explained from the point of view as to the why, but not as to the how. So anyway, the why of Tumas Amorites is to reduce the commingling in fellowship with Amorites to minimum. But it has to make sense. It shouldn't look at Chuchay Pura. In other words, the Chachomim were against it. Tumazomim and Amorites. But what's the connection? The answer is because you'll see the cases, because Amorites are not to be. So you're in Tare, and let's say if Amorites does become Izar, so Mele, he will not be Zoyer in following up all the deen. And then if an Amorites is married, so he's not Zoya in keeping aloof from the Tumas Ishtei. So he'll sit on the couch, on the chair of his wife. So that's Tumas Medres. So in a way,